The Catcher in the Rye is the story of Holden Caulfield, who decides to run away rather than confront his parents when he is expelled from an expensive prep school. He sums up his view of the school saying,
"Where I want to start telling is the day I left Pensy Prep. You've probably heard of it. You've probably seen the ads anyway. Since 1888, we have been molding boys into splendid, clear-thinking young men. Strictly for the birds. I didn't know anybody there that was splendid and clear-thinking and all. Maybe two guys, if that many. And they probably came to Pensy that way."
Holden runs away to New York City, where he has adventures in Central Park, in nightclubs, and in the cheap hotel where he registers. Harper Lee's novel, To Kill a Mockingbird, is another story told from the viewpoint of a young person, the daughter of a white attorney defending a black man in the South. The book won acclaim for its direct and revealing insight into racial tensions in the story of a black man on trial for the rape of a white woman. Ralph Ellison portrayed the aspirations and frustrations of a young black man in his novel, Invisible Man. Alienated from the world around him, the book's unnamed protagonist finally realizes,
"I am an invisible man. No, I'm not a spook like those who haunted Edgar Allan Poe, nor am I one of your Hollywood movie ectoplasms. I'm a man of substance, of flesh and bone, fiber and liquids, and I might even be said to possess a mind. I'm invisible, understand, simply because people refuse to see me. When they approach me, they see only my surroundings, themselves, or figments of their imagination. Indeed, everything and anything except me.